Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A report released today by Consumer Reports is rippling through the food aisles. Researchers say they found worrisome quantities of inorganic arsenic, which is known to cause cancer, in rice, more in brown rice than in white, and in popular rice products like organic baby cereal and rice milk. The rice industry says the concern is misplaced, but the Food and Drug Administration is conducting its own study to measure arsenic levels. Urvashi Rangeng is Director of Safety and Sustainability at Consumer Reports. She joins us now. And Urvashi, remind us, first of all, how would arsenic get in rice?
There are some naturally occurring levels of arsenic in soils and waters, and certain places may be higher in those levels. And while that is true, once those natural sources of arsenic get up into the plant, it still has the same effect in terms of its toxicity compared to other arsenics we might put in. But we also feed animals arsenic in this country, and we use the manures that they produce, which can be loaded with arsenic onto crops, and we also actually refeed them to some animals. And we also still have different arsenical pesticides on the market that are being used on cotton, also golf courses and freeways. All those uses need to be stopped so that we actually stop deliberately adding arsenic to our environment and our food supply.
Well, and this arsenic can flow into water, and rice is grown in water.
It's one of the top foods in terms of taking up inorganic arsenic.
That's why I was fascinated to read there's more arsenic in brown rice than white, because the brown rice is brown because it's the hull on the outside of the white, and that hull on the outside soaks up more of the arsenic, at least according to your research.
That's absolutely right, but it's important to note the caveat here that that's really within the brands we tested. So it does make sense that you'd find more arsenic in a given brown rice versus its white counterpart, but we did find some brown rices produced in certain regions that were lower in arsenic than white rices produced in other regions.
Cynics have been saying all morning, well, wait a minute, if this were true, everybody in China would be wiped out. But you point out that there are some rices that are, you know, have less arsenic, and also you said regions. There are places that seem to have more.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, there are variable levels. And depending on the type of rice you're growing it, where you're growing it, how you're growing it, and how you're preparing it, all of those factors can impact the amount of arsenic in a plant. We think all of those things need to be looked at in terms of mandatory good agricultural practices, and that we're doing the things to mitigate the amounts of arsenic that do get taken up by the plant.
Well, here in the U.S., you say there may be a connection between an arsenic-based pesticide used in cotton-growing regions of the U.S. and arsenic in rice.
Yes, where cotton is grown and where rice is grown, if you look at the maps even provided by the rice industry, you'll see that they're very closely matched. And that region of the United States tends to have higher levels of arsenic. Some say it's natural, but there's historical large use of organic pesticides there. There's also historical large poultry operations there where for years they've been feeding arsenical drugs. Some of those have been withdrawn from the market, but there are dozens of arsenical drugs still available. And so who knows what is causing what, but we know based on what's been going on in this region that we have high arsenic levels. There's actually a USDA research program that helps that region work to develop strains of rice that are tolerant to the toxicity of arsenic that is in the soil. So this isn't something that we're identifying as new. It's something that's been known. The problem is we haven't necessarily been asking the right questions, which is what are the things we need to do to actually reduce the amount of arsenic that gets taken up by these plants. And at the end of the day, if a region is just so high in arsenic that we can't do that, I think we have to ask ourselves the question, is it appropriate to plant a crop like rice that likes to take up arsenic in a place where there already is a lot of arsenic to begin with?
Well, meanwhile, Consumer Reports and other nutritionists are recommending that children especially don't have as much of these arsenic-tainted rice products. We'll connect people to the list at herenow.org. But as you well know, people from the rice industry are saying this is way overblown. A nutritionist speaking for the International Food Information Council Foundation says that, look, there are certain elements of a good diet, things like fiber, that reduce the harmful effects of arsenic. And it's more important that you eat things that are healthy for you, which include rice. You say what?
We think rice is an important source of nutrition and that it has a problem. So I think the responsible response from the industry is we're concerned about these problems too. We're all looking at the same data, and we also want to take steps to mitigate this problem in our commodity. We think consumers should eat a varied diet, and wheat and oats and other grain commodities are 5 to 17 times lower in arsenic than rice. It is a good idea to diversify your diet no matter what, but in the levels that we've seen in some of these rice products, we are concerned about people who are frequently consuming these on a daily basis, especially children, and we think that standards need to be set. Remember that governments around the world have been concerned about the known carcinogenicity of inorganic arsenic for a long time. That's why we set limits in water everywhere. And it's for the same reasons, and it's for the same type of arsenic that we think standards need to be set for food. We called for that in apple juice in January 2012, and we're calling for that in rice products as well now. And we think in the meantime, while the government is working on that, that consumers should moderate their consumption of these products.
Urvashi Rangan, Director of Safety and Sustainability at Consumer Reports. Again, we'll link you to all the information at hereandnow.org. Urvashi, thanks so much.
Thank you.